It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Just for fun, do you want, like, we're here for fun, right?
That's
what we're doing here.
This is fun.
That's literally what I'm trying. That's my message for the Warriors yesterday. Like, you're not fun right now. I need you to be some fun, okay? I do not need you to win a championship. I do need you to actually have the ball go in that little orange circle sometimes. That's all.
It'd be nice.
Am I asking too much?
Of late, yes.
I am?
A little bit. I mean, when Steph's not out there, you're asking a lot. And I was just...
Dude.
I was going through the game log of the first quarter when, you know, Steph hits a couple of free throws. They take a two-point lead. And here's what happened after that. Looney misses a cutting layup. Steph misses from 30. Steph goes out. You had Buddy misses a 26-foot runner, a three-point running jumper from 26. Moses Moody turnover. Buddy misses from 26. Dennis misses from 27. Dennis misses from 11. End of the quarter, you're down by 11.
All right.
So Steph goes out, and I think he got a couple of free throws in there, but that's about it. Yeah, Buddy, he got fouled on the three, and he hit one of the three.
Yeah.
1 point after Steph went out.
I mean, listen. I think we've been a little bit short on positive commentary today.
Okay.
Well, right? The Warriors lost by 40 points.
This ought to be good.
Well, look at Grandy's face. I think he wants to go to the restroom right now just by me even saying that. But what if I did say this, okay? Because, hey, lovely Christy, she's listening. And you want to know what she said? She's like, they are pretty hurt. Like, aren't three of the guys who usually do some of the stuff that you're asking them to do not there? Now, again, take that comment and don't stick it in your championship blender.
No.
Just stick it in your blender of, like, could you be a better team in a couple weeks? Could you, I don't know, be in the game? Could you not get blown off the floor by Boston? If Draymond and Kuminga and Pods are playing with Steph and Looney or Steph and Schroeder or and Wiggins or whatever. Like, is that even within the realm of fair?
Yeah, you're better. And, you know, I still don't think you're a championship team.
Of course.
I just wanted to throw it out there.
Put it in your title blender.
Well, should we take that blender and just give that blender away?
Yes.
Okay, so that blender's gone.
No, sell it. A lot of places now. Facebook Marketplace. Well, I don't know. See if you can get something
like,
for
you
it.
You could send it to Cleveland because they think that they've got a blender. In Oklahoma City, I mean, they're ready to plug that blender in. So, do you get better when you have good players come back and actually play basketball for you? Absolutely. You get better. Does that mean that you can be threatening a playoff spot? Sure.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
They're threatening a playoff spot right now.
Kind of.
They're threatening it.
They're not.
They're looking
they're
at it like, we see you.
Yeah.
We can see, we're right here. We're looking at you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about as threatening as a parent who, and I love your analogy when you, you spend $1,000 to go to Disneyland and your kids are acting the fool as you're waiting in line at the first ride and you say, if you don't knock it off, we're going home. And they look at you and they go, dude, you spent $1,000 to get us in here. You're not very threatening right now.
You're not going anywhere.
That's how threatening the Warriors are right now.
I don't know about that. Do you feel like the Suns are threatening a playoff spot?
No, the Suns are a mess.
Are the Wolves?
They should be, but they've underperformed.
They're a half game better than the Warriors, and they've lost to the Warriors three times.
Right, which is really, really weird.
But it is. But would you look at the Wolves and be like, yeah, they're not going to figure that out? Maybe they will. That's all I'm saying.
There's
like,
four good teams in the West, and there are eight or nine that are just like either underperforming or just kind of crappy.
Just kind of barely above good. Yeah, I agree with you. Once you get to the two LA teams, you're in a big bucket.
Yeah.
And they're floating up at the top of the bucket right now. And the Warriors are underwater. I get that. But to the point you made, I mean yes. The Golden State Warriors are two games behind the Lakers, who are in the sixth seed.
Yep, and they're a game and a half above being in the 12th spot.
Also true.
So
they are also threatening the not playoffs.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you want to talk about just them getting better when Pods and Kuminga and Draymond get healthy,
that's all I want.
You
right
get
now.
Better.
I just want them to be better. That's the way I've been looking at the trade deadline for a couple of weeks now. Not through this lens of, we're going to get a big boy and we're going to make a run. No, just can you just get better? And that's what I think the guys were talking about last week when everyone freaked out by them saying we're not going to be irresponsible. One of the oddest sports conversations that went back and forth I think I've ever heard, where a team was like, we're not going to be irresponsible. And the fan base went, what? We want irresponsibility.
Well, we want action.
Yes. And I think that's not bad action.
No, you want action. And if it's like you trade for Jimmy Butler, that's action. Is it a reckless move? Perhaps. If you trade Kuminga and a couple of other players and a couple of picks and Butler's here for 2 months and it doesn't work out, then yeah, you'll all regret it. But at least it's action. And that's where this cockamamie LeBron James trade, Michael Wilbon with the quote earlier today, tongue firmly in cheek, but
I think,
well, at the same time,
maybe
if you want to play it out, and I've done the trade machine homework on it, you bring him in, that's at least exciting. You can't,
it's time to make the trade. Okay, that, Warriors, Lakers, how many times I gotta say this every day? Time for LeBron to be traded to the Warriors. I mean, let's just do this. Neither one of those teams can do anything as they are now.
Let's just do this. In other words, I'm bored. I need something that is going to excite me.
Hold on, though. That's fair. We are. That was super boring yesterday. Now, it's not always boring.
Yep.
It wasn't boring in Minnesota last week. It wasn't boring against Washington. That was boring yesterday. And it's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a word that is like, whoa, I think.
Well, it's a death knell as an entertainment entity, and we've talked about the Giants a lot, and the Giants have kind of been that
yep.
for the most part. You've been a team that doesn't have a lot of offense, and you've got a couple of pitchers that are really good, and then you've got a bunch of openers, and the way Farhan was kind of navigating the roster, it's like, you're here today, and then you're gone. How many options do you have? Because I'm going to use your options. You're here, you're in Sacramento, and you're back and forth.
They signed Joey Lucchese over the weekend.
Never heard of him.
Really?
Joey Lucchese? I mean,
he's a left-handed pitcher. He used to play for the
Padres. Who are you?
It's from Newark.
Yeah.
There you go. My bad, ties. Joey. Apologies.
Lucchese.
How were the numbers last year?
I don't know what the hell he did last year. I'll say this, because I was. This is when I was working in San Diego. He was like a prospect.
Mm.
He was like, they were.
And you were working in San Diego in 2017?
Something.
Okay.
Yeah, something like
I'm
that.
I'm just trying to get some context.
He came up with the Padres in 2018, started 26 games, went 8-9 with a 4.08 ERA. That was his rookie year.
Okay.
Career numbers, pretty commensurate. 4.10 career ERA. But the last couple of years, he has been with the Mets, but, you know, spotty in terms of how often he's even out there. 2 years ago, he started 9 games for the Mets and had an ERA under 3.
Okay.
Last year, he started 2 games, lost them both.
And he appeared out of the pen the rest of the time, or was he down in
AAA? No, he's not a pen guy. He's a starting pitcher.
Was he last year?
Starter.
But he appeared in 2 games.
Yeah, I think he was probably in the minors for a lot of it.
Gotcha.
I think.
Okay. Not injured yet, or
injured right. Something. I don't know. 2 games. Started 2 games for the Mets.
All right.
Lost them both.
Let's get excited. Joey Lucchese.
Speed. I just kind of stumbled upon that last hour.
Yeah.
Why is the whole Bay Area slow? Have you noticed this?
Well,
how many people came on during the football season and like, Greg Cosell, tomorrow, Willard and Dibbs, Niners are slow. Brian Baldinger, Niners look slow. Giants, when the hell have they last stole a base in 2005?
Mm-hmm.
And then here are the Warriors, cannot create a shot. Steph's not on the floor, can't even get open. Forget making it. They can't even get a shot off.
Kuminga is fast, but now he's hurt.
But he's hurt.
Isaac Guerrero, really fast, and he got hurt.
Hurt?
And trying to think who else. Jacob Cowing, pretty fast, but he was not allowed to play offense.
Yep.
Yeah, not ready.
Not ready.
Not ready. Whole year, not ready.
Wasn't ready.
Not fair enough. I mean, you're right, though, when you look at like speed, and speed's not the only thing that's exciting, but if you look at the Warriors' most exciting players, Steph Curry is one of the most exciting athletes in history. Jonathan Kuminga is exciting. Who would you put next on your, man, he's exciting,
on the
Warriors?
On the Warriors?
On the Warriors.
Oh, my gosh. Their current roster?
Outside of Steph and Kuminga, who's the next most exciting player on the team?
That's kind of a fun question. Hang on. I'm gonna do this to give myself a second to think about that.
Yeah, buy some time.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Well, it's not Kyle Anderson.
Okay.
It's not Draymond.
It's not Kevon.
No. It was Buddy for a second, but I'm going to put, yeah.
I've got my answer.
I got my answer.
Go ahead.
It's Wiggins.
You got jokes.
You
got jokes.
I don't got jokes.
How exciting was he yesterday?
That's not my point. How exciting was he the game before that?
The correct answer is Gary Payton II.
He's not allowed to have a bad game?
GP2 is the next most exciting guy.
Wait a minute.
He can have a bad game.
I need to have Drew's back here for a second. He's not allowed.
Oh, now he's Drew.
Yeah. We're like that.
Now he's Drew.
Why? He's not allowed to have a crappy night? Steph can.
Obviously, he's been allowed to for the better part of his 4 years.
Easy. He's having a very good year.
He is, but to me, he's not that exciting.
Well,
even when he goes for 31, it's not like there's a lot of highlight reel plays.
Wait a minute.
You asked
for third on the list. You didn't ask for somebody who I'm going to put a poster above my bed if I'm 11 years old.
This is, I think, the point of the question.
Yeah.
There is no good answer.
No, but he's like, on my watchability rankings, that's not who I would not come down his road.
I'm not coming down his road. I'm just saying that he's not the most exciting player.
You laughed at the idea of him being fun to watch.
That's hilarious.
Why?
Because He goes from 31 Saturday to where are you yesterday?
Look, let's go back to the phones, but let's throw that out to everybody.
My two-year-old actually said that to me yesterday. We're watching the game.
She wouldn't let you turn it off. I bet because Wiggins was playing.
She said, is Wiggins playing, Daddy?
See?
I said, I don't know, honey. Stay tuned. Where's Wiggins, Daddy?
We got Wiggins bobbleheads at the house. Milo won't turn the TV off. Don't you scoff at it.
The answer is Gary Payton II.
Why?
Because he does exciting things. He'll dive on the floor. Well, he'll go to the rim.
Unties Jordan Poole's shoes.
Which was pretty awesome. I thought he was given a flagrant shoe for
Gary,
that.
Gary is fun because he smiles, he dunks, but I mean, it's not like he can get you a bucket. Unless he's running from the baseline and you huck it up in the air.
He'll get to the bucket.
Yeah.
And yesterday he had a great, Gary's going to... I thought he was going to throw it down and he tried to drop it in and he missed.
If he shoots a three-pointer from anywhere in the corner, I duck. And sometimes I'm at home. Like, come on. I'm trying to watch basketball here. I love GP2, but I'm not going to put him ahead of Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, he's a pretty exciting player.
I mean, we're watching basketball here, Dibs. Have you forgotten the dunk on Luka's head? You forgot.
How long ago was that?
3 years.
More than 1,000 days have gone by since he excited us.
No. To that level, yes. To that level. I mean, what would y'all say about that? 888-957-9570. If Steph and Kuminga are clearly the two most exciting Warriors, anybody else? Does anybody else get to be even on any sort of a list there? Let's go to Mike in Hayward. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys. I was trying to figure out the real reason why Klay Thompson left was what now? What was that all about? I know you guys know. Klay Thompson left because the money wasn't right or he wanted to leave. What was that about?
You nailed it. The money wasn't right. He wanted he wanted a lot more money than they wanted to pay him. And I also think that he was looking for a different environment after the last couple of years.
I don't think it depends on when you're asking, Mike. Are you asking prior to last year when they didn't come to an agreement, or are you asking at the end of the year when Klay ended up going to the Mavericks?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that they could count on him for a bucket, right? He could come up with a bucket. Poole could come up with a bucket, right? He can't do everything. He can score, but he can't. Poole could come up with a bucket. Klay could come up with a bucket. Buddy Hield can come up with a bucket, not as much as Klay can. And so I'm just getting the point that what they need is people that can make buckets, right?
Well,
so whether it's a tall man or a big man or whatever, somebody got to be able to score. And I ain't talking about Wiggins, because Wiggins is doing what he's doing, but they need a bucket. They need somebody that can give them a bucket besides Wiggins, Kuminga, and Curry.
Mike, I don't argue the Warriors need somebody who can get a bucket, but I do think that in the end, if that's the whole conversation, it's a little too simplistic for actual NBA basketball. You have to have players that are doing things within a team concept. And you have to have players, yes, who are dynamic, but are playing on both ends of the floor, not hurting you in other ways. Klay Thompson, by the way, your point, I don't think can, quote, get a bucket. Klay Thompson is classically someone, especially at this point in his career, where you cannot just give him the ball and say, go get a bucket. He's never been great at that, but especially not now. Did you know that Andrew Wiggins is averaging 3 points per game more than Klay this year? And Klay's playing on a team with better pace that goes up and down the floor and scores a lot. So Andrew Wiggins, to me right now, if you want to talk about go get a bucket, Wiggins is way better than Klay Thompson. Klay has become a standalone three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Now, Jordan Poole can go get a bucket. That's true. There's a lot of other stuff that happens too.
He scores, but he doesn't.
I don't think he's a well-rounded player.
I don't think that he is producing at a level that is conducive to winning. If he's your best player and he is their best player, you're probably not going to win a lot of games. And, we can go back and try to put the toothpaste back in the tube and We can think about what if they still had Jordan Poole and what if they still had Klay Thompson. If you still had your same team that you had the championship with 3 years ago, are you any markedly better of a team right now? I don't necessarily think so. You'd probably be more exciting if you had Jordan Poole and you still had Klay and you were 21-21. I think you'd be more exciting than what you are.
We're going to keep going on the phones, but this is a bit of breaking news, and I want to know if y'all read this the same way I do. I bet you do. But what's the first thing that goes to your mind when I tell you this? The Phoenix Suns are trading their 2031, okay, 6 years from now, 2031 unprotected first-round draft pick to the Utah Jazz in exchange for 3 first-round picks. The picks they will receive are the least favorable firsts in 2025 of Cleveland and Minnesota. So right now that stands to probably be Minnesota's first-round pick this year. 2027, again, least favorable of Cleveland, Minnesota, and Utah. And 2029 of Cleveland, Minnesota, and Utah. Right now, of course, those were all held by Utah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. So, and Utah has 1, 2... They've got 3 first-round picks as we sit right now prior to this deal.
Quicker way to say it for the radio audience, they're sending out a 2031 first in exchange for 3 firsts that are sooner. This has Jimmy Butler written all over it, right?
Yep.
Is everybody else hearing that the same way?
So those picks will be in Phoenix for maybe a week or two, and then they'll be on the move. Those picks will be going to either Miami or to a third party to help facilitate a deal where Beal goes out and Butler comes in.
I don't know if all of them are going to go, but
it
seems to me that they are amassing assets to pull off another deal. And we know that the Suns and Jimmy...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Butler have been activated.
Right. And the interesting part of that for me is not Jimmy going to Phoenix. It's what can Phoenix do to make the room, because Bradley Beal is the likely one to go, but he's got a no trade clause.
He's got, now they're doing a great job of making him want to leave.
Right.
Right. They can
by
make
making
it,
him come off the bench.
They can make it uncomfortable to where they're like, look, I mean, I would imagine these conversations have happened behind the scenes. We're like, look, I know you got a no trade clause. You can make this uncomfortable for us. We can make this uncomfortable for you. It would be better if we're upfront with you, tell you this is what we're trying to do, and we would like to have you participate, or your agent participate with us in finding you a spot that you would like. That's what I would do if I were the Suns. I would think that that's what's happening behind the scenes.
Right. If you want Jimmy Butler and you're already paying 3 guys $50 million, one of them's got to go, and that is most likely Bradley Beal. But with a no trade, you have to work with him on what destination actually works for Bradley Beal. And you think about it, and Bradley's making about 50, right? I don't have his exact number in front of me.
I get it.
Yeah, so no matter what, the team that acquires him is going to have to give up 50 of their own. And the one that I can't help but think about, Mark, the team that makes the most sense for me in one of these massive deals is Houston, because you've got FVV, who's making 40-something, Fred Van Vliet, and his big old contract, and he's not necessarily a huge part of what Houston's trying to do. So I think that Houston becomes a likely destination for Bradley Beal.
Maybe.
And this would have to be, as we've mentioned, a facilitation sensation where a third team is involved with Miami, Houston, Phoenix. Maybe it's even a fourth team, right?
Well, so two things. One, Bradley makes 50 this year.
Oh, boy.
He will make 53 next year. And then as a player option for 57 the year after that.
Mm, good work if you can get it.
All those teams that you just threw in there, could the Warriors be one of them?
Maybe, but...
Now, this is even, like, I don't even see how this is feasible because of the money, but I do want to throw this out there to make a point. Everybody who called their friend or texted over the last 3 days and went, should have never let Jordan Poole see... Could we use Jordan? Hey, Steiny, could we use Jordan Poole? Would they be better with Jordan Poole? They'd be better. Say it, Mark. They'd be better with Jordan Poole. He's a bucket getter. Then why don't you want Bradley Beal?
He makes too much money.
The exact same player.
He's too old. He's
31. Yeah. He's the youngest Warrior in the history of our lives.
Beal does have a no trade clause, yes. So he has to choose that. Also, before he came to the Suns, according to my Suns insider, it came down to two choices in cities that he wanted to play in.
Suns and Warriors?
It was Phoenix and Miami was the other city.
Oh,
so
Phoenix,
he'd be happy Miami. To go back there, it sounds like.
Oh, but do the Heat want him?
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know.
Probably
I don't
not.
Know. And again, I'm not suggesting Beal to the Warriors. There's literally like $50 million. You'd have to give up Wiggins, Kuminga, Pajemski, Loon. You'd have to give up the whole team. So
I can run it through the machine.
It's not feasible, and I understand the financial side of it, but I just wonder, if you love Poole, you love Beal, right? Aren't they kind of the same dude?
Yeah, a little bit. I think Beal is a little bit of a better scorer. He can score in more ways.
Okay.
But
I wonder, yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vallany and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.